Look this morning in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm a firm believer that Satan opposes the truth, and any time the truth is proclaimed, then he don't like it. And so that's why we should pray for each other. That's why we should pray for the truth, and that the truth goes out. And so this morning we want to kind of continue a message that the thoughts that we had last Sunday. And so we've titled the message this morning, "The Foundation of God Standeth Sure." The foundation of God standeth sure. And so we want to look in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. We want to read one verse this morning that says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the music, and we thank you for those that participated in singing. We thank you for all that are here, those that are viewing this morning, and those that will be viewing. But Lord, we thank you most of all for salvation. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we do realize that there's such a falling away from the truth. And so, Lord, we just pray that we will continue to stand for truth. And Lord, that you help us. And Lord, if there's someone in our midst that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, someone that just seems to have let life get in the pathway of truth, Lord, we pray that you'll help us. Speak to our hearts. We ask you that you help me this morning. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In both of Paul's letters to Timothy, there was a very strong warning against the dangers of apostasy or abandonment of the truth. And of course, we know based upon what the Bible tells us that there's going to be an increasing of that. There's going to be an increasing, especially in the last days. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "And I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, and I went into Macedonia that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do." And then in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teaching, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." You see, there was a great falling away from the truth. A great falling away from the truth. When Paul wrote this letter, there were plenty of false teaching, simply going against the truth and what the truth stood for. We are living in a time period that we are seeing the same thing. This is nothing new. This has been going on for generation after generation and after generation of a falling away from the truth. Last week, last Sunday morning service, we mentioned that there had been an attack on truth by the assassination of one that stood for the truth. But that is not the only attack. We see that. We see the media report about this assassination. But yet in 1 week's time, you're not seeing near as much. You're not seeing near as much of what is taking place. But I'm convinced that Satan continues to attack, and he attacks in various ways, attacking the truth. Truth is being attacked by false teachers, which has been going on for teachers and teachings, which has been going on for a very long period of time. I want to share with you this morning in those thoughts something that was shared with me this week. And I read up on it, and I read the article, and then I started kind of doing my own little search just to see how prevalent the attack on truth is. Someone sent me an article that said, "Finding God in the App Store." Finding God in the App Store. This might seem harmless to some. And of course, many of us, some even have a Bible app. And of course, if it's the truth, then that's a help sometimes. But I'm speaking more detailed in the apps that are out there. There are apps out there that are simply trying to replace God. Trying to replace God. Millions are turning to something that is called chatbot for guidance from a higher power. You have heard the statement, and this is one of the statements that's written in this article. You have heard the statement that God works in mysterious ways. And I've heard that many times. Which is what is being used as a springboard for the attack that is taking place by these apps. Here's an example. Many are turning to God in chatbot to confess their feelings. And these are quotes. Someone asked this app, "Hi, God." And the reply is, "Greetings, my child. The future is in God's hands. Do you trust Him?" The reply is, "Yes." The conversation continues, "Indeed, my child, the future can often seem dim, but remember, God holds it in His hands." Now, on the surface, some might say, that seems harmless. That seems harmless. But there is a whole generation of people who have never been to church, and they are finding their faith with an app. Finding their faith with an app. And it continues. There is something called AI Jesus. People are asking deep questions to get answers. People come to this AI Jesus and ask about mental health issues. They ask about their well-being. They ask about emotional problems. They ask about work problems. They ask about money problems. And this is based upon what the CEO of Bible Chat says. One person asked, "I am not at peace with myself or my health or the path of life." And the reply from this app says, "My child, remember, Allah is most merciful and compassionate. He guides you through your struggles. The falling away is coming to pass." There is such an attack on truth, and it's happening right before our eyes. It's happening with the things that we deal with each and every day. A false doctrine about truth is embedded and getting in the hearts of people's lives just by asking the question. False teaching is continuing to change and mold people in their thinking. Look at the condition of that is taking place now. Marriage is being attacked. Marriage between a male and a female is being attacked, and people have the ideas that are saying, just let them be. Let them be. That's where we are today. Families are on the attack. Families are being attacked, and they're turning from the truth, and it's being called the attack, and if you speak against it, it's being called hatred. You see, that is where we are today. And these teachings can bring discouragement to God's people. We look around and we see all these things happening. We look around and we see how these are kind of creeping in. And I suspect 50 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, that no one would have ever thought the idea that having an innocent phone could cause major problems when it comes to truth. I remember, and you probably do too, I remember when phones came out that it was a bag phone. And the first car phone that I saw was on Batman and Robin. That was the first car phone that I saw. And so And then it progressed, and in those things that they talked about many years ago that look at the future, we're actually seeing it to come to pass now. We're actually seeing it. And so when the phone started out, I remember that when we first got our internet, it sounded like it was going in Morse code or something to sign up. And now you're automatically hooked up as soon as you walk in your house. The technology, and technology is not a bad thing, but the use of technology, if it's not used correctly, can destroy. It can destroy. Destroying the truth. Destroying the truth, or trying to destroy the truth. You see, the work of the church is difficult, and the progress of the gospel may seem slow, but the most important thing is that the truth is being presented. That the truth is being presented. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." You see, this foundation is based upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the foundation. And that foundation is absolutely secure. That foundation is absolutely secure. It's unmovable. It's unmovable, contrary to this attack that is taking place. We mentioned last week that this assassination was an attack on truth because he spoke out and he spoke the truth. But what about the subtle attacks that creep in to our lives, and if we're not careful, we don't even realize it. We don't even realize it. And that's what Satan does. Satan tries to attack, and he attacks in various ways. Many years ago, I knew a person that had planned on getting married. And the couple had two different beliefs. They believed two different things, and it was evident that they believed two different things. When they were asked about it, the answer was, when they were asked, what about your two different beliefs? What about your thought processes? What about, how are you going to live with when you have two different beliefs? And the answer was, one person said, well, I'm going to let this person believe what they want. And the other person says, well, I'm going to let this person believe what they want. And so they were going to be married and live with two different viewpoints or live with two different ideas or live with two different thoughts. And then when the question was asked of them, what if children came on the scene? And the answer was, there was a steadiness of a quiet. And the answer was, well, we're going to let the child decide. And that is the mindset. And that is the thought. And that is the idea. When you see so much that is happening in the world today that is drawing children away, that is drawing children away, we work with several individuals. And I was talking to someone the other day, and it's amazing to me how the gaming industry has taken control. The gaming industry. And I know some individuals that I mentioned the other day. I mentioned it in one of the services that all they wanted to do was smoke marijuana and play games. And that was what their thought is. Well, I started thinking about that, and I started kind of doing my own little observation survey, if you will. And would you believe the ones that are so engulfed in, games are fun. Games can be used for fun. We grew up with board games, if you will. And every once in a while, I haven't lately because he usually beats me, but every once in a while, Marshall will have a game with NASCAR and we'll drive against each other and he usually beats me. But I'm not talking about something like, I'm talking about their life is engulfed with these games that are very destructive. And the destruction will destroy to where it's almost like they are living within this game. And so I did my own kind of thoughts and watching. And would you believe the ones, and I asked them, the ones that just act like they don't care about life. I asked them, I said, do you like playing games? And he said, oh, and they say, oh yes, I'm very much into gaming. And the ones that seem to be taking that trait are the ones that simply don't care. They don't care. And so there is such a falling away in so many various ways. There's so much falling away from the truth, from the truth. But our focus this morning as a body of believers is we need to focus on the truth, and the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the truth. That is the truth that we stand on. That is the truth that gives people hope. That is the truth that needs to be preached and proclaimed. And yes, even in the midst of such a fallen away world, we need to stand for the truth. Why is that? Because we have confidence in the truth. No matter how great the forces are, notice what it says here. As Paul was ministering to Timothy and telling him to beware of these false doctrines, beware of these false ideas, beware of these this falling away, but he says these words, nevertheless, nevertheless, nevertheless. Why is that? Because we stay on the foundation. We stay on the foundation. The foundation of God stands sure. The foundation of God stands sure. Why? Why does the foundation stand sure? How does the foundation stand sure? Because it's God's foundation. It's God's foundation. The foundation was laid by God. And when a foundation is laid by God, which is the foundation, it's firm, it's enduring, and it's consistent. Consistent. What is this foundation? We all learned a song. We all learned a song when we were youngsters, at least most of us did. And I want to read to you the passage of Scripture that came from a song that we learned as children, found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and following. The Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Verse 26 says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them one having authority and not as the scribes." Now you look out and you see the things that's taking place and the pulling away. And we look and we see that people are building their foundation on sand, but not on the truth. The rock. The rock. The foundation is Jesus Christ. That is the foundation. There is only one way to salvation, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Contrary to what anyone else tells you, contrary to what any kind of an app might tell you, contrary to what the internet might tell you, contrary to what someone else might tell you, the only way to salvation is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only way to salvation. And that is the message that we proclaim, is Jesus saves. All my life, I've seen signs that says Jesus saves. As I was growing up, that people would have little crosses and it would be in front of their churches that says Jesus saves. And you know something? The message hasn't changed. Contrary to what one might think, Jesus is the only way to salvation. And that is the foundation that we rest on. That is the hope that we have this morning. That is the hope that we have for eternity. And that is what we stand on. And that is what is proclaimed as Jesus saves. You see, that's the security that we have in the foundation. And why is that? Because Jesus paid the ultimate price that we might have life. Jesus paid the ultimate price that we might have life. He shed his blood. And that shed blood paid the price for you and for me. That shed blood paid the price for you and for me. How do we know this? How do we know? Because the Bible tells us that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. A verse that we learned as children. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, that's the love. That's the love. There's no hate in that. There's no hate in that message. There's no hate. It's strictly love. But you see, that love is truth. And what is hated is the message of truth. That's what's hated. The message of truth. There was a hurricane that hit a year ago. somewhere around this coming week or towards the end of the month. Many folks lost their lives because they didn't see it coming. It's recorded, and I actually looked it up, and it talks about all the recorded deaths that took place in all the counties in the western part of North Carolina, all the counties, and it talked about the recorded deaths. And those are the ones that are recorded. Those are not the ones that weren't recorded. But many folks lost their lives because they didn't see it coming. Flooding, landslides, rain, winds, and with all those combined, caused destruction. One would think that up in the mountains, up on the hills, you would be in a very safe place. That's how our thinking is. That the ones that need to beware are the ones that's on the coast. And so the ones from the coast, when there's a hurricane coming, then they're going to try to run for higher ground. They're going to try to run for places that is inland. But yet this hurricane hit what they thought would be a safe place. Massive destruction. And believe it or not, the cleanup is still continuing a year later. I believe it was this week that the Swannanoa area was going to have a celebration, because they were hauling away the last pile of rubble from this hurricane. And so what we think that we are safe, when a storm comes through, could be destroyed. So you say, what does this have to do with this? And I guess what I'm trying to say this morning is the only foundation that there will not be destruction is the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only foundation that will not be destroyed. For the church, for believers to stand the attack of Satan, it must, and we must, stand on the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truth is Jesus. And the Bible says, "For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." That is the only thing that will give people hope. That is the only thing that will rescue the perishing. That is the only thing that will stand, because Satan is on the attack. And he continues to attack. And he is just like that we think of, and that is the fact that he is a serpent getting into these places that you think are safe. So we build upon the foundation. And Paul says to Timothy in his ministry, and as he goes into the ministry, he tells him to beware. To beware. Verse 13 says, how do you stand on this foundation? The Bible says in chapter 2, verse 15 of 2 Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that is needeth to not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. Satan don't mind religion, but what Satan minds is Jesus Christ being proclaimed. The truth. What can we do? We can pray. We can pray. And we can pray. What else can we do? We focus on truth from God's Word. There's absolutely nothing wrong with questioning truth. There's absolutely nothing wrong with questioning to make sure it is truth. That story that I told you about the couple, that was me when I was 19 years old. I had the idea and I met someone and thought there was love, and it didn't matter what this individual believed, and someone questioned me with truth. And I thank God that they did. Because what the Lord blessed me with now was far better than what I could have ever had. And she's sitting right over there. It's truth. It's truth. Don't be ashamed of truth. You can speak kindness in truth. You can speak love in truth. But the most important thing is that we speak truth. Truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Truth is the way to salvation, is the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. It is not some kind of phone app saying, you know, asking a phone how you can find help. And they speak to you in the tone of Allah. But here's the thing. According to this article, there's 10 million people that downloaded these apps. 10 million people in the last short period of time. And we think, oh my. But I want us to think of it a different way. And this is the way I want us to think of it. Is there was 10 million people looking for the answer. And the only answer that was given and that they were reaching to was an app. And that's why it's so important that we as believers shine as lights, that we can help people and that we can tell them, because people are looking. They are looking for truth. And the truth, and we have the message. We may not have all the sophisticated words, and we may not have the voice that you can change and all kinds of voices the way these app does. But what you can do is tell them, you know what? I'm not sure what you're going through, but let me tell you who changed my life. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you who made a difference in my life. Let me tell you how I got through this and share the problem. Let me tell you how I got through this heartbreak. Let me tell you how I got through this. And you point them to Jesus Christ. That is far better than an app answering and giving advice. Because we stand for the truth. And we just simply need to be faithful. Building on that right foundation. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask a question in closing, and I'm not asking for any kind of show of hands or anything like that. But I want to ask you a question. How many of you have friends, neighbors, family, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews that has had their minds distorted because of false doctrines that's being proclaimed in so many various places? And I would venture to say that probably every one of us have seen a falling away from the truth because of the messages that Paul warned Timothy about, the false doctrines. the false ideas, the false hope. Well, our challenge this morning is this. We stand by the truth, and as the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is what we proclaim, and that what we tell is Jesus saves, and Jesus can help you. If the Lord Jesus Christ has helped you in your life, then tell someone. Tell someone how Jesus has helped you. And maybe, with the help of the Holy Spirit, they'll turn from all these other means. Because I said before last week, with this assassination, there was an attack on truth. And I say this morning that the attack is coming in so many ways. I ask you if you want to come and pray as we have our time of invitation. I ask you, if you've got someone you need to pray for, or someone that, and it doesn't matter who it is, it can be just a friend. Let me challenge you to pray, pray, pray. Because I'll tell you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this time together. And as we have this invitation, Lord, I pray that we won't leave this place without having a burden for the truth. And Father, if You've spoken to hearts, maybe there's someone here that needs to be saved. I pray that they'll come. That's been looking for answers. That's been looking for truth. I pray that they'll come. But Lord, for those of us that know the truth, help us, Lord, to spread that truth in love as Jesus did. But help us to not waver. Help us to not waver. Because we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to leave this place with a burden that we lift these things up, that we fight against truth with Your help. Father, bless this invitation. For us, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.